Feels like it's getting chilly out here. It's like 64 degrees. I would imagine there were some summer nights in Mankato, Minnesota that it felt like that way as well. We got a guy on the line who can answer that question. He is a six-time Pro Bowl performer in 15 years in the NFL, tenure with the Vikings and the Baltimore Ravens, and he's just appointed as the NFL's new director of football development. Former NFL center Matt Burke joins us live on the line. Matt, I bet it got chilly up in Mankato during training camp, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, once in a while, although normally it's we used to always joke around and say when we were done playing football, we were always going to vacation during training camp because it always seemed to be 90 degrees and sunny and it never rained.
Take your vacations during camp. You're out of the league now for a couple of years, retiring after a couple of years with the Baltimore Ravens. So I know you're still around the game, but you probably don't miss camp. But do you miss the game, Matt? Do you miss playing?
You know, it's kind of funny. I mean, I don't miss playing, but you do kind of miss camp. And
really?
Because camp is when you get the closest with your team, and that's kind of where the team starts, and really where it's made. Once you get going into the season, it's not the practices aren't physically as demanding. The days aren't as physically demanding. You're just trying to get to each Sunday feeling as good and as healthy as you can. But that training camp, when you're grinding, that's when you get that bond, and that's where that everyone talks about team chemistry. That's where that comes from. So I don't miss the action of doing it. I miss being a part of it.
Matt, what you made a big move in your career when you left Minnesota after several successful years and went to the Baltimore Ravens. What was that like, and what led you to believe? I mean, it obviously worked out, but what led you to believe that was the right move to make at that time?
Well, you know, I wasn't sure, but I was born and raised in Minnesota. I had a great 11 years there. My wife was there, my kids, everything, but I took a visit to the Baltimore Ravens, and I sat down with John Harbaugh for half an hour, and I just knew that was the guy that I wanted to play for. I mean, you can't really try to predict, or you can't predict with accuracy what's going to happen. I mean, you know, when you're a free agent, you get up there in years. Obviously, the most important thing is winning. You want to go to a place where you think you can win a championship. You just don't know. But I knew that with John's philosophy and with his approach, I knew that I agreed with it, and so, you know, you can't bank on achievement, on winning that championship, but I said, this is how I want to try to do it, and if we don't do it, I'll be okay with that. And so that's why I decided to leave and go to Baltimore later in my career.
What is it about John Harbaugh's approach that appealed you? What do you think appeals to players?
You know, he's a real straightforward guy. I think it comes through real clearly what he's about. He's a man of character, and you just tell he has a genuine love for football. Just everything about football. In fact, he's one of those guys that as a player can be a little annoying because he really loves the process of getting to the game day. And as a player, I don't think you always appreciate or respect that, especially once you get into the season, maybe October, November, and things start to get worn down a little bit, but John loves everything about it, and just being around that enthusiasm and that energy and the way he works you. I mean, he's the definition of tough but fair, and you know, to a man, you can respect him and he respects you, and you know that he's getting the most out of you.
Matt Burke is our guest. He's the NFL's new director of football development. Prior to that, Matt, you were an appeals officer when it came to on-field incidents. You worked with Ted Cottrell in that department over the last year or so. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ted, you know, Coach Cottrell had me, well, not had me, but he was in Minnesota when I was there. And
uh-huh.
We were reunited again in the in the role of being the appeals officers for the NFL. And, you know, there's another guy who he's a lifetime football guy. Teddy's got a bunch of seasons under his belt, and he's got all the stories to go along with it.
Yeah, he spent several good years with the Buffalo Bills. What's that like as an appeals officer for on-field incidents? You know, what are some of the more difficult calls, not specifically players, but the difficult things that happen on a field that you would have to look at and rule on, especially coming directly from the playing field like you did?
Well, I just say it's harder than you think it is, or harder than I thought it would be. You kind of think you watch the film and it's black and white, but every single week with the cases that I heard, you watch it on film and you can see why the guy was fined, and then you have the hearing, and you listen to the player's perspective, maybe the agent's on the phone too, maybe he gives a different perspective. You start to see things from a different way or things you didn't see when you watched the tape the first time, and it's like, wow, I didn't notice that. And I guess I didn't realize how much the system actually does work. It's important. It's important for guys to be heard, and especially in today's game and with the way that the rules are changing with respect to safety. It's an important time in the NFL as far as on the field discipline goes. And so, I mean, I really took that role seriously and thought it was a really big responsibility just as far as how, where the game is going, because you're really ultimately the last, you have the final say on whether something that happened on the field is a fine or not. And, it's always hard when you're talking about guys' money, but certainly very difficult when you have suspensions, because suspensions don't affect just the player. They affect the whole team. They affect the other players on that team. They affect the coaching staff. They affect playoff position, all those things. So it's a very important role. And, I was honored to do it and fortunate to do it with a guy like Ted Cottrell, who had been doing it a while and who certainly knows his share about football.
I'm thinking we're about 3 years, maybe a little bit longer, into the NFL's push to remove helmet hits, dangerous hits to the helmet or hits with the helmet from the game. By any measure, you'd have to say that that's worked. We seem to see fewer and fewer helmet hits, again, either hits to the head or hits from the head, than we did maybe 5 or 6 years ago. That initiative is kind of working, isn't it?
No question. Even during the season last year, even the fines that towards the latter part of the year that came across my desk, you could see guys trying to do it differently.
Yeah.
And that's what's important. So there's a lot of moving parts out there, and things are going fast. And but you could see guys trying to do it the right way, and that's what tells you that the rule changes are working, and that the culture is changing. And you know, the NFL sets the tone for the entire football culture, all the way down to Pop Warner. So that's important, and I would agree, and I'm sure the numbers would support that.
What about the new job, Matt, the director of football development? What do you deal with now in your new position with the league?
Really cultivating the pipeline that the next generation of players, coaches, officials, GMs, anybody that touches the field. My job is to support them and nurture them and make sure that they're ready once they get their chance in the NFL. Not just ready for things on the field, but also off the field. As we know, the NFL is a big stage, and it's a very unique thing. And we want to make sure all the people are ready to handle everything that comes along with their NFL opportunity.
You know, we had Troy Vincent on the show a couple of months ago, man, and he has talked a couple of times, I think, very thoughtfully about the possible need for a developmental league for pro football. What do you think about that? That might work, to my way of thinking. What do you think?
Well, with the limited practice time there is now, we want to make sure young players are getting reps, and I can certainly speak to so important for me coming from a small non-scholarship college and trying to make the jump to the NFL. You know, there's no substitute for reps, and especially live game reps. Those are the best kind. So, trying to figure out a way where we can get the younger guys, because nowadays the way training camp is, you know, there's hardly enough repetitions there for the starters, for your ones and twos. But we got to make sure we have a way that the threes can get their reps and get they're able to develop, and coaches are also able to get a good long enough look at them to see if they do deem them as NFL material or not. So that's certainly something that we're going to explore and look very hard at.
You mentioned you came from a small non-scholarship college. People, I believe, have heard of that school called Harvard, as a matter of fact. And, Matt, I read where you, in 2010, Sporting News named you the 6th smartest professional athlete. Who's number one on that list, do you know? Did you follow that?
How could there be 5 smarter than me?
That thought would have crossed my mind if I were in your place.
No, I know. I know this. You know who was number 5?
Who?
A guy that you're familiar with, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I figured Fitz would be on that list. What do they have?
Like, There is no way there's four athletes smarter than Fitz in the world. There's no way. And there's no way that I'm only one notch below him. I'm about 1,000 notches below him.
What do? They hand out a test, like an SAT to everybody to take, or how did they determine that?
I think it was completely 100% subjective. So I don't know. I think they just threw darts.
Hey, Matt, thank you. It's been a pleasure to talk with you. I hope we can connect again. Good luck in the new job. I've always admired your career and looking forward to seeing what you do in this new position. Thanks very much.
That'd be great, Murph. Thank you for having me.
Matt Burke, 6-time Pro Bowl performer, 15 years in the NFL, and he's now the league's new director of football development. Sounds like a pretty good job. We thank him for joining us on the show tonight.